Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello to all of our wonderful listeners. So good and so delighted to have you to tune us in to one more wonderful episode of Prophetically Speaking here on the Blog Talk Radio site. And I am the host of your show, the Prophetically Speaking Radio Show, and I am Prophet Trinoncia Balta. And along with me, I always have a co-host that assists me with keeping this conversation and this topic relevant and going on into the deeper things of God. And that's none other than my wonderful co-host, the Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, how are you on today?
I'm doing fantastic. I bless the Lord for this wonderful sunshiny day here in Louisiana.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We have a little sunshine that's coming in and out. But other than that, the day is good. I'm not complaining. It's not raining. Praise be to God. The water has subsided. In my area, we did not have flood waters at all, thank God. However, there are other parts of the city that did flood. And so I just thank God that it was not all over the city. But I'm so glad that in the part of the city where I'm located, we did not flood, and so I thank God that everyone is well. The waters have receded, and we are going on and doing our normal day-to-day activities, and so I'm very glad about that. So, Gloria Jenkins, as we get started, I'm going to go ahead and step back for a moment and give you the opportunity to give your shout-out. Go right ahead, woman of God.
Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. I welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I greet you all, and I thank God that you're blessed today. I want to give a shout-out, first of all, to my Lord and Savior, who has been my Redeemer, who has been my everything. I thank God for Jesus, for him dying on the cross, had it just been for me. I give a shout-out for my pastors, Bishop Harold Antoine here in Louisiana, and his precious wife, Senior Pastor Clara Antoine, that pastors the church, Glory Victory, Full Gospel Church, here in this great state of Louisiana. I thank God for being here. I thank God for my family and just for being alive today, just for thanking God for good health and just even being grateful that I woke up this morning. I thank God just for that. I'm grateful that he woke me up. I didn't sleep through. I didn't find myself in the land of the dead, and I'm grateful this morning that he saw fit to use me just for another day to bring glory to his name. Because my main scripture, woman of God, is that only what we do for Christ will last. And I keep that in the pit, in the bottom of my spirit, in my spirit, that only what I do, I remember that only what I do for Christ will last. Anything I try to do in my flesh won't last, but what I do for Christ will last. So I thank God for you listening today. I thank God that you're blessed coming in and going up. And I thank God that today you hear something that will inspire you to keep on going on for Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. So glad to hear that, and just so glad that everyone there is well, and really always excited to hear that no matter what goes up, no matter what comes down, no matter what goes all around, it's always good to hear that the saints of God are still and yet holding on and believing God to do more, experiencing the best, and just going on with God to continue to allow his name to be glorified through the works that we perform here in this earth realm. And so I'm very glad and happy to hear your praise report and all of your shout-outs on today. And so I want to go ahead and give some shout-outs as well. And I want to, first of all, thank God for my family, as I always do, those of that assist me wholeheartedly with the rearing of my son, and then I want to thank God for him, my little one there. He's no longer little, almost the same height as me. You know, we took his height the other day, and he is now 4'8" tall. Needless to say, I'm only 5'3", so he is almost eye to eye with me. And so I told him I'm going to have to stop. I have to change my language because I'm always saying that he is my baby, you know, and I'm always saying, you know, my baby, but I have to change my language because he is certainly becoming a young man, and he is making it clear that he is now heading into his teenage years, and so he's getting big, and so I have to change my language. So my son, he is doing well, which is my favorite son, and so I love him dearly, and I thank God for him. And then, woman of God, I also want to thank God for my church, which is the Harvest Time Church, and I want to thank God for the Harvest Time Church family, and I want to thank God for my bishop, Bishop Shelton Beatty. And I also want to send just a lot of love to Bishop Beatty right now, and a whole lot of love to the Beatty family. A woman of God, over the past couple of days, one of our major soldiers here on earth has gone home to be with the Lord. And so my heart is a little bit heavy right now as a result of that. But I certainly still and yet giving God praise. And so I just want to encourage everyone that's listening to please continue to pray for the Harvest Time Church family. And especially please continue to pray for Bishop Beatty and for his siblings and for everyone there as we are now celebrating. And I certainly like to say celebrate because we certainly have a legacy of a woman of God that the Lord has now taken home to be with him. But she was a mighty woman of God, made such an impression upon my life and many others, and always enjoyed her presence whenever she came here into the city. And so I just thank God and just continually praying for them, and just want you all to know that I love you and continually lifting up the Beatty family as we celebrate the home going of our one and only Mother Beatty. And so, Bishop, we're praying for you. We love you. And we just want the whole Beatty family to know that we love you and just continuing to lift you up in prayer. So, woman of God, we're going to go forward right now and talking about our virtue values on today. And we're also going to be talking about our power word for today. So if you had an opportunity to take a look at that.
Yes, I did. Fantastic. Great.
Well, woman of God, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell me what your thoughts are concerning the virtue value and concerning our power word. And we're going to go on, and I'm going to share a little bit more about, because I know once I get started, and that's why I'm going to step back, because once I get started, you know, once the Holy Ghost kicks in, I'm going on to another dimension. So I'm going to step back for just a second, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to share your thoughts and to share what God is placing in your spirit. So
hallelujah.
Go, Prophetess Jenkins, go right here.
Hallelujah. I thank God for you, woman of God, for coming up with such fantastic and heart thumping words that you would have to say, I need to think about that, like Selah. I need to think about these words, you know. And you start looking at the scripture of what you've given, and it's excellent, you know. We look at the value virtue, and it comes from Luke 22:42. And I begin to think, my woman God, how Jesus cooperated with the Father to have God's will fulfilled on the earth. And all God needed was a willing vessel. When we cooperation, and the power word for today was cooperation, and all Jesus did was cooperate with the Father. And that's what we are to be examples on this earth, as Jesus set the example that he cooperated. He was in just right in connection with the Father, because God, we all know the story that he probably had a conversation with Jesus. I need you to go down to earth. I need you to redeem mankind. I need someone to do it. Would you go? And Jesus said, Father, I'll go. And he came down to earth to fulfill the perfect will of the Father, but he cooperated with his Father so that will would be done. And I begin to think about what you, as we surrender our will to God, you know, cooperation is surrendering to God, his will. You know, we pray the prayer, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that prayer, some of us, and, you know, sometimes I've been guilty in a lot of years, that when I pray that prayer, I'm not saying praying amiss, but I need to take full authority, the fullness of what God is saying to me. And he said, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Cooperating with whatever God has called us to do, we will fulfill the will of the Father. And that's why I'm at one moment that I will fulfill the will of the Father. The scripture base, if you want to read it, the scripture verse for that value verse is Luke 22:42. It says, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, let not my will but yours be done. That's the mentality and the focus we should keep our eyes on as we serve in the Lord. You know, it's not about you. It's not never about us, because even when we go through trials in our life and go through suffering and tribulation and losing loved ones, in fact, I can say today my son was on, he's been put on Facebook. I thank God he's not what he was. He's not what he needs to be, but he's not what he was before. So I thank God for the strength that I see in him as he put on Facebook, just thinking to himself, he's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he has no relatives. So he began to voice, and he said, my daughter died at 22, and he put on Facebook that what would she look like? If I could just touch her face, if I could just know how she is, know my kids as they aren't. And he didn't want that. But he said, I thank God for the strength of my mother. Because he look at me and he gets strengthened. And we don't know who we are strengthening as we walk with the Lord. And I begin to look at what I went through with trials and tribulation. As you spoke earlier about the death in at the Harvest Time Ministry, I can understand that. That when you lose a loved one, it's devastating. You really lean on the arm of God to give you the strength you need. Amen. You have to really trust God to bring you into a quiet peace in your spirit, because your mind is going a mile a minute, and you don't know. You know God is with you, but you need to be comforted at that time. So Jesus, in his walk with the Lord, he obeyed God. And I'm saying that to say we have to obey God even in our trials and tribulations. When we're even losing a loved one, we have to set ourselves and say, God, we know the scripture says for us to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. And I know that in my deep down in my spirit, in my down in my heart, that she's in a better place. And we lose our loved ones in a better place. But Jesus came, and I'm going back to Jesus again. Jesus came on the earth, and he gave his life. Oh, glory to God. He gave his life for us, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He came to redeem mankind. So he cooperated with the Father. God had a will. He needed a person to help fulfill that will. And he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to fulfill that will. So God, the same thing is happening today with us. Jesus is still here, but we are his servants. So God is speaking to us today. I need my will to be done. I have a special purpose that I called you to. We've talked over the month we've been on the radio. This coming June, it'll be 2 years we've been on the radio. And we've had some PowerPoint words, and one of the words that comes to my mind is the purpose, having a purpose in your life. We were called here for a purpose. We all have a purpose to fulfill on earth for God. And whether you're willing or not, that purpose is going to still be there. So we have to be willing and obedient to do the will of the Father. And that's what I stress today, that the power word and what you put the value virtue.
Cooperation, yes.
Awesome. And we are to learn to surrender our life to his will. If you get nothing out of what we say today, learn to surrender your life to his will. Because it could have been someone else, but he chose you to fulfill. Some of us are prophets, pastors. You've been called to do different things and die. Things you didn't think you'd be able to do. But the will of the Father is in your life, so you just accept his will, and he's going to fulfill it in your life. And that's what you call cooperating with the Father. Jesus cooperated, that he gave his life. He knew it would be tough. He knew it would be hard. He even said in the scripture, Lord, let your cup pass from me, but nevertheless, let your will be done. He was concerned about the will of the Father, that, Father, let your will be done. This is what you want. I'm going to obey you in your will, because this is what you want, so you can redeem mankind to you. and he obeyed God. So that value of virtue is so phenomenal. It's so good that it brought me way back to when I first got saved, that I began to submit to the will of God. Whatever God wants, he said, move to Oklahoma. I moved to Oklahoma, wanted God. I didn't know where Oklahoma. I was from Louisiana, a little country girl. And God said, I want you to move to Oklahoma, tough Oklahoma, to go to school. I said, Lord, where is Oklahoma? And I began to long story. I began to speak and start and begin to think about where how's going to bring this about. He spoke his will to my life, so I have to bring it to. I have to do some things to make his will come to pass. Just like Jesus, he spoke the will to Jesus. So Jesus, he had to be born of a man, of a woman, come down here, walk the earth, and let us see as a testimony that we can do what he did in the flesh. So I moved to Oklahoma. I tell you, I moved to Oklahoma, and God gets the glory. I went there to school at Rhema. Things happened. Obstacles happened. In fact, that was when my daughter died. But I don't look at Oklahoma as a dead situation. It was a purpose. God sent me there for a purpose. And if I had to obey his will all over again, if he tells me to do all over again, guess what I will do? Because I want to be obedient to God's will. I want to cooperate with his will because I know there's fruitfulness, there's abundance in fulfilling the will of the Father in our life. Amen? We need to get that in our spirit. Word of God, I'm going to stop right here so you can pick up. And I'm just excited about being in God's perfect will.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, everything you said is relevant, and I thank God because normally you all know that we've been on the topic of birthing, and so if you have listened to the show at any length of time, you know that normally I'm going to give you the spiritual aspect of it when we're talking about birthing, and then Prophetess Jenkins comes along and she gives you the natural part of it, and so today she is giving you the natural part of what this topic means to go forward and do the plan and the purpose that God has for your life, still in line with our topic of birthing. Now, for those of you that tuned in with us on last week, you remember that the word that God gave us was the word of labor, labor. And Prophetess Jenkins again began to explain to you when we talked about labor, she began to tell you about laboring in the vineyard, whereas on the other hand, I began to share with you about laboring in the spirit, meaning that you're in birth, you're in a birth position, you're pushing forth something. And so that brings us to our topic on today, which is cooperation. So that's our power word on today, cooperation. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to y'all virtue values. And our virtue values, as she stated earlier, comes from Luke 22:42. And it reads, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Causing a dream to become a reality is sometimes the toughest journey one will ever undertake. Making a verbal declaration and walking out the physical steps of that declaration are two totally different assignments. This word comes to stand beside and hold your hand as you labor on the birthing table in travail. Your labor may be long, your pain may be great, but don't stop cooperating with the will of God for your life. God is your physician. When he says push, then go forward, knowing that he is with you. When he says rest, take that moment to reinvigorate through the fresh and rhema word from God. Yes, many of us in the kingdom are in labor, but Dr. Jesus is on his job. Hang on. You are almost there.
Hallelujah.
One of the things I want to encourage you to do, one of the things I want to encourage you and remind you of, is that wherever it is that you are in your walk, whether you are at the place of saying yes to God because you want a greater anointing, if you're saying yes to God because God is birthing out a new idea, maybe even a new part of your identity, whatever it is that you are in the birth position with, whatever it is that God has you laboring for, you've got to learn to cooperate. Woman of God, as I was praying about this and really just thinking about this topic and talking to God about this, the Lord began to reveal to me about when I was pregnant. And he began to show me how, and I've shared with you that I gave birth to my son at 8 months of being pregnant. And one of the things that occurred is that I began to exemplify some signs that were not normal. And thank God that I had a sibling, my sister, begin to notice that there were some abnormalities taking place in my body. Some things began to occur. My feet began to swell, and my ankles became inflamed, and my neck began to turn a little bit darker than what it normally was. And so when my sister was able to see these things take place, she began to notice that this is not normal. This was my first child. She had already had three. So when she saw these things taking place, she began to say, this is not normal. I think you need to go to the doctor. You need to have them to check you out. So what I had to do, woman of God, when someone else began to tell me signs that they were seeing taking place in me that I was not able to recognize myself, I had to cooperate with what she was saying. And when I cooperated with what she said, I went to the doctor. And when I went to the doctor and I shared with the doctor what my sister had shared with me, the doctor then began to cooperate himself. So the doctor began to adhere and say, yes, these things are not normal. So what we're going to do, we're going to check you out. And when the doctor began to take my blood and began to check my pulse and all these things and put two and two together, the doctor then came to a conclusion that we got to get the baby out, because if we don't get the baby out, this could be detrimental to the life and to the health of you and your unborn baby. And if we're not careful, we can lose one or both of you, because why? There was a cooperation going on. And see, one of the things that as Prophetess Jenkins began to talk about, God put us all here for a plan and for a purpose. If we do not cooperate with the plan and the purpose that God has, if we don't cooperate with the process that God places us in, if we don't cooperate and take the necessary steps that we need to take, we can risk losing the thing that God has placed in our spirit. We can risk miscarriage. We can risk the death of something great if we don't learn to cooperate. However, the reciprocal of that is this, woman of God. Because I did cooperate, listen to this, because I did cooperate with the word that was given to me, because I did go to the doctor, and because I did follow the instructions that were given to me, listen to this, Prophetess Jenkins, I was supposed to carry that thing for 4 additional weeks. But because I cooperated, I came out of that process 4 weeks early. And sometimes we're in a process and we feel like this thing is taking so long. And sometimes we feel like, I don't know how much more I can take. I feel like I'm being squeezed to death. Sometimes the most important thing for us to do is to cooperate. Because when we cooperate, cooperation can get you through your process a whole lot quicker than what was originally intended. And sometimes God has a blessing. God has a plan. God has a way that it's already been made for you. But if we decide that we don't want to cooperate, we take a chance of missing out on that plan, that purpose, that intended end that God has already designed for us. In Jeremiah 29:11, he already told us, I already know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you, plans to prosper you and to give you an expected end. But people of God, in order for us to get to the expected end, we've got to cooperate. What does it mean to cooperate? Cooperate means that I'm willing to work hand in hand with you. I'm willing for us to do a joint collaboration so that we can come together and get to the place where God intends and is expecting for us to get to. How can I do that? Well, my sister could have very well been playing the part of the preacher. My sister could have been playing the part of the prophet. My sister could have been playing the part, playing a role of the Word of God. What is the part that she played in your life? Who is it that is coming to you to give you a word of wisdom that all is required of you is to cooperate? That's why it's important to keep your eyes and your ears open, because you don't know when, you don't know where, and you don't know how God can send a word to you. The Lord can speak to you through a dream. The Lord can speak to you through your man or woman of God. The Lord can speak to you through your brother, your sister, be it your sibling or those of the body of Christ. The Lord can speak to you through the word of God. Who is it or what is it that has come to give you a word that all it takes is for you to cooperate? And who knows that if you cooperate with the word that the man or the woman of God, the prophet, the preacher, the sister or the brother has come to reveal to you, if you would only cooperate, what is intended to keep you in a situation for an additional 4 more weeks, you'll be able to walk out of that position today and walk into the place of destiny, only if you decide to cooperate. And so today, people of God, the word that God sends us is to give us a time of patience, yet to also remind us of understanding. Because there are sometimes we just got to understand that God is God. God knows what he's doing, and he knows how he's doing what he's doing. At the same time, because we know that God is God, we have to be patient. And we have to let God's word have its perfect work in our lives. Because I came out of my situation 4 weeks early, because if I would have stayed in that process a little bit too long, I could have been risked. My son would have been risked. But at the same time, I came out when it was time for me to come out. Many of you may feel like, I'm ready to come out, but it's a two-fold thing, because you can come out when it's your time. But you don't want to mess around and come out too early either. Because although I was in a position where the timing fit, at the same time, that same baby could have come out and would have been considered way too early, way before its time, and who knows if he would have even survived. The first thing that they had to do, Prophetess Jenkins, once they took him, was they had to check his vital signs to make sure that he was not mentally retarded. They had to make sure that all was well. They even had the audacity to call him a preemie. And he was 7 pounds and 7 ounces, glory be to God. But he came out 4 weeks early. And woman of God, that's just a word I really feel released to tell somebody today. You're coming out sooner than you think. All you got to do is cooperate. You are on your way out. It's so sooner than what you think. All you have to do is cooperate. Hear the word of the Lord. Allow the word of the Lord to minister to you. Cooperate with the word of the Lord that he's sending to you. And God is saying you're coming out sooner than what you think. It's not going to be that additional 4 weeks that's already been spoken. You are coming out of that thing sooner than what you think. Go right ahead, Prophetess Jenkins.
Hallelujah. That is a powerful word to someone that's listening, that even though you've been going through a whole lot of trials and you don't see no way out, you don't know when and how you're going to do this, but the word came just a few moments ago that you're coming out sooner than you think. And you're coming out smelling like a rose.
Yeah.
You've been to the fire, but you don't have no smell of smoke. Get ready for God to do a miracle in your life.
Yes.
That's a profound, powerful word, woman of God. You go with it. Hallelujah.
Yes. And I received that you just said, get ready. And I just put that word out there, and I take it for myself. Get ready. You like T.D. Jakes, get ready for God to perform a miracle. And the thing looks like it could have died, get ready, because it's about to live. The thing that looks like it was about to take you out because the process was so rough, get ready, because it's that very thing that's going to bring you the greatest joy that you've ever experienced in your life. So, people of God, cooperate with the plan. Cooperate with the word. Cooperate with the man, the woman of God, the prophet. Cooperate Don't be so headstrong. Just cooperate. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because God is coming with his mighty hand to bring you out. And listen, when you come out, everything that belongs to you is coming out with you.
Glory to God.
And I received that word, woman of God, for myself. Hallelujah. People of God, our time has come and gone. Next week, we are going to be celebrating 2 years of being right here on the radio with you. We want you to join us next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. as we celebrate our two-year anniversary. Go to Amazon.com. Make sure you get a copy of those books, Soul Journey and The Power of Me. Visit us on tbministries.net. This week, we did have a few complications with the website going down shortly, but it should be back up. But go ahead and take a look. Join in on what's going on. We're going to be doing some great things here in the kingdom. Prophetic View is going to be back with you real shortly. Stay tuned. We're going to be giving you more information about that. Tonight in New Iberia, Louisiana, go ahead and join over there. Go ahead and give them your announcement, Prophetess Jenkins.
Come and join us at Glory Victory Soul Gospel Church here in New Iberia, Louisiana. Address is 321.
All right, 321 Halpin Street there in New Iberia, Louisiana. And you will be able to join them at 7 o'clock p.m. on tonight for Bible study. For those of you in the Houston area, you can join us at the Harvest Time Church on tomorrow evening, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock p.m. That's at 17770 Imperial Valley Drive, Houston, Texas. Again, people of God, I want you to be encouraged and know that you are on your way out. God is about to do a miracle for you, and ain't no devil in hell going to be able to stop it. I love you. Join in with us on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. as we celebrate 2 years of being right here on the Blog Talk Radio site with you. We love you. God bless you, and we'll look forward to being with you again on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. Goodbye.